Let's get rolling on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Here's John Beaver, financial advisor at Phase 3 Advisory Services. John, welcome back.
Hi, John. Good to be here.
Fed's not going to raise the rates, right?
At least not in June, but there's still plenty to watch there with the Fed. You know, this is being called a hawkish pause or a skip. The Fed futures are predicting no rise in June, but in July, over a 60% chance of a rate hike. And many of the Fed officials have hinted that they're not done yet. They still got to beat that inflation down to 2%. Now, here's how I look at this. If I was from the Fed and I could give you my viewpoint, I think this is how they're looking at it. 2% is their target. And so they're still thinking they need to raise rates. They're just going to take a pause here, maybe partly to make sure that the market doesn't get too antsy. Maybe they really do want to watch. I don't know. But they're still thinking they need to raise rates. So, but what if they're wrong? What if 2% shouldn't be the target of inflation? Maybe they should be also thinking about raising that target to 3%. But you know what? We don't know what they're thinking, so we just got to watch what they do.
I wonder what the rush is. I mean, you can't get to 2% until you get to 4 and 3. If you can pause, if you can pause the interest hike in June, maybe we're going in the right direction and it's going to happen.
I would agree with you on that, and I hear many economists saying the same thing, that the Fed has done enough that they should even just stop right here. You know, it's easy to go from the 10% to the 4% inflation with what they needed to do. I mean, rates were ridiculously low. But now going from the 4% to 2%, that could be a little bit harder. It could take longer. I'm okay if we have 4% inflation this year, 3% the next year, 2% the year after that, rather than trying to smash it down to 2%. But you know, this morning, just this morning, I heard a former Fed president in Michigan, and he says he thinks the Fed should not pause. And so he said, if you don't raise quickly on the rates, you'll ultimately have to raise the rates even higher. Now, he's a lot smarter than me. And you know, I'll say this, the mistake of not raising rates years ago was also made by a bunch of people a lot smarter than me. So, you know, who knows what the right thing is to do, but I found the camp of waiting. And, you know, the economy is starting to show just little signs of slowing. Restaurant and airline traffic this summer is actually down a little bit compared to last summer. Now, it's still really strong. We all know that. When we go to the restaurants, those of us that are flying right now, it's a zoo at the airports, but maybe a little less than last year. And then credit card delinquencies are starting to increase. Those 30 to 90 day credit card delinquencies are on their way up a little bit. Auto loan credit quality is decreasing. Business surveys reveal the economy is slowing. So, yeah, let's just hope and wish that the Fed just does more than a skip, that they actually pause here for quite a while.
Do you hear people talking about the cost of groceries and gas as much?
Not as much, because it's not rising as much. Now, it's not coming down, but we've seen a little bit come down in the price of, you know, of gasoline, where depends on where you're at in the Chicagoland area. Maybe you're a little bit below $4. Maybe you're a little bit above $4. But at least we're not seeing that what felt like a week-over-week rise in prices. So, yeah, not as much discussion there. But, you know, it's funny. My wife was just out the other day. She was kind of driving around. She goes, you know what? I just don't see as many houses that have really decked out the flowers this year. You know, I don't know if that's an accurate indicator, but maybe it's an indicator that inflation is still hitting all of us. But it is easing. So last week, the jobs report, you know, the unemployment claims came in at 233. This week, they came in at 261. So that means a few more claims right now. So that's good, although continuing claims dipped. So that's kind of contrary there. But the inflationary readings this week were nil. I mean, we had the PMI and factory orders, no big deal there. But next week, watch out. We got a lot happening. We got the Fed that's going to, you know, announce probably no rate increase. That's good. We've got the PPI coming, the CPI coming, and central bank action, not only just in the U.S., but in Europe and in Japan.
We'll pause here and then come back and talk more with John Beaver, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services. I wonder what he will say about the impact the real estate market is having on all of this. First, though, let's check the regular old markets. Here's Bob Kessler, 1221 on WGN. We're talking to John Beaver from Phase 3 Advisory Services. We're talking about interest rates and the sort of hawkish pause that they're going to take in June. Now, what does this mean for real estate and interest rates on homes, John?
Yeah, so several issues here. Number one, we still have this overhang of buyers. You know, we oftentimes talk about overhang of inventory. There's not enough inventory. We have an overhang of buyers. It's still estimated to be maybe 5 million units short or across the nation. So there's going to be that constant demand there, which means it's not going to take much drop in interest rates to spur another movement of buyers. So that's sort of a floor there. Now, what is going to happen with interest rates? Well, if the Fed raises pretty aggressively between now and the rest of the year, and I would say aggressively would be, you know, at least one more quarter point hike, maybe a half a point. While that is going to push up short-term interest rates, it might have the effect of bringing down the longer-term interest rates because it increases the chance of a recession. But over the whole picture here, the market seems to have adjusted to these current prices. So you have this constant demand there of buying property. So I don't see much downside in prices, which is going to hurt those buyers that are trying to get in, which means they're going to stretch to get into there. And this is part of that feedback loop into whether we're going to have a recession or not. So if you're going to have continued strong demand in housing simply because there's so many people that need to get into housing, that means that there's going to be demand for things that go along with when you buy a house, and that is buying stuff that's going to help the economy. So while we're not out of the woods for a recession, I'm still in the camp, I think we're going to have a recession. I'm in that camp that I think it's going to be a mild recession, and I just don't see a big downturn in the price of houses because of the demand side.
You said the economy has never experienced a 500 basis point rise in rates without running into trouble. What's trouble?
So trouble is a recession. Trouble is a dislocation in the banking system. So we've already seen the dislocation in the banking system. It is not a crisis, but it certainly is a dislocation. And some of the weaker banks have already failed. That's okay. We've got FDIC insurance out there as long as your balances are under $250,000. But that other piece there, running into trouble, is a recession. And a very common early warning indicator for a recession is a yield curve inversion, and that's where your short-term interest rates are higher than your longer-term interest rates. Normally, your longer-term interest rates are higher. And typically, we see a recession start somewhere between 6 to 17 months after the inversion. The inversion took place in November. And so, you know, we're at that point where we could see a recession any point in time in the next 12 months. And what we see along with that is that the market peaks before a recession. So the order of these things to watch for is inversion. That's taken care of. Reduction in stock prices. So we're in a rally right now, so we'd be watching for a top. And then lastly, the recession comes. So there's a good possibility that we'll have a reduction in the stock prices. But as I said to real estate, I don't know that we'll have much reduction in the price of homes.
Liked the pace of the increase of the indices? It seems like, oh, what do you know? We're in a bull market on the S&P. It hasn't been a boom. It seems to me it's been somewhat gradual. Is that a good thing? And I know you just talked about this, but do you see that continuing this year, or are we going to peak real quick?
Yeah, I think it's time for a pause for several reasons. We're in an earnings recession, so when earnings go down, it's hard for the market to go up. We've got rising interest rates, which also puts pressure on stock prices. So I think the market is just a little bit ahead of itself. But this is mostly due to just 8 mega cap techs.
Yeah.
These 8 mega cap techs make up over 25% of the S&P 500 index. There's 500 companies in the index. Only 8 make up a quarter of the index. And these are partly related to AI. So there's this AI craze right now, which is, you know, pushing the NASDAQ higher. It's kind of pulling the rest of the market. But it's interesting. If you take those 500 stocks and you equal weight them, that index is down 1%, while the S&P weighted index is up 9%. That's a spread of 10%, one of the largest spreads I've seen. So I think the market is ready for a pause. Don't know that it will, can't predict that on a day-by-day basis, but I don't think we're going to get back to the previous highs before we see another decline associated with the recession.
I wonder if those 8 weren't doing so well, or say the world changed and for some reason, it's hard to imagine, but chips weren't so important or AI wasn't evolving. My point is, isn't it possible that in the evolution of this market that those other stocks will have their day too, that somebody else will replace these, and that there's maybe some pent-up strength in some of these undervalued stocks right now.
We have seen that in this last week where there actually was some breadth that came into the market where we saw a lot of issues that just weren't participating at all in the rally. They had a little blip up. That's encouraging. That indicates that there is some pressure there to buy those stocks. And that's why I think the decline, if we're going to have one, first of all, if we're going to have a recession, then I think we are going to have a pullback in the market. But if we're going to have a pullback in the market, I don't think it's going to be that deep. I don't think we'll go back to the previous lows because of the undervaluation and a lot of the issues, and also because I'm of the opinion it will be a mild recession.
I'm going to leave you on that then. John Beaver, financial advisor, Phase 3 Advisory Services. John, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for your thoughts today.
You are welcome.
Happy weekend. It's 1227 WGN Radio News is next.